This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First, from the Lok Sabha, writer is Anjali Ojha of PTI. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after the Lok Sabha approved it today with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. Replying to the debate on the bill, Minister of State Nityanand Rai said, the legislation aims to strengthen law and order in this country. He said it would bring administrative clarity in appointments of officials and also address challenges of cadre management. He said it will increase the efficiency and morale of the forces. He accused the opposition of trying to score political points in the debate and said they are trying to create confusion over the bill. Rai said CAPFs have organized command and control structure. He said Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel had imagined a strong administrative framework to maintain India's federal structure. He said CAPFs have expanded and there was a felt need for uniformity in rules, and differing rules across the CAPFs created operational problems. He said a clear umbrella structure is required. He said different laws created ambiguity. He said the new law provides clarity about appointment, promotion and other service conditions. He clarified that the legislation is not against CAPF personnel and said the process for joining CAPFs has been made more inclusive. All the CAPFs, CRPF, BSF, ITBP and SSB are governed by their respective acts. The rules under these acts govern the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A general duty officers and other officers and members in the CAPFs. The CAPF General Administration Bill 2026 provides that for the purposes of appointment of officers from the Indian Police Forces Service, Police Service in CAPFs, 50% of the posts will be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts will be filled by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General. The posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by deputation only, it proposes. The proposed legislation comes after the Supreme Court, in October last year, dismissed the Centre's plea seeking a review of its 2025 verdict that directed that IPS officers' deputation in the CAPFs be reduced and asked for a cadre review to be carried out in 6 months. A group of retired CAPF officers have gone to the Supreme Court with a contempt plea against Union Home Secretary for not implementing the Supreme Court's October order in this regard. As the House took up the debate, opposition MPs demanded sending the bill to a parliamentary panel for comprehensive discussion and deliberation. As soon as the bill was taken up for discussion in the House, Mahua Moitra of Trinamool Congress moved an amendment seeking to send it to the Select Committee for greater scrutiny. Opposing the bill, Harish Chandra Meena of Congress demanded that the government send the bill to Joint Parliamentary Committee for comprehensive discussion and deliberation. The bill, in the current form, creates differences between officers and employees, and divisiveness in the armed police forces is not good for the country and internal security, he said. Speaking on the bill, Samajwadi Party MP Dharmendra Yadav too demanded sending the bill to the JPC. He also urged the government to provide the old pension scheme to the CAPFs in line with the Defence Forces. Yadav questioned the absence of Home Minister Amit Shah in the House. While welcoming the near end of Naxalism, he alleged that the move to place IPS officers on deputation in the CAPFs will demoralise the forces and weaken their morale. Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP said, the proposed legislation will bring clarity and boost the confidence of officials, stressing that the forms the core of the CAPF. He said strong morale within the force is key to handling any situation. He maintained that the bill will help ensure discipline and also refer to the deployment of constables with MPs, saying it is often seen as a marker of status and importance. Sanjay Uttam Rao Deshmukh of Shiv Sena UBT alleged that the CAPFs continue to face a large number of vacancies and that many personnel have been denied promotions for years. He added that the move may adversely affect the morale of the forces. Mawa Moitra of TMC said the proposed law seeks to override judicial directions on cadre review and promotions while continuing a system under which senior CAPF posts remain dominated by IPS officers on deputation, a move, she said, undermines the morale and career progression of in-house officers. Sudama Prasad of CPIML Liberation said the bill views the CAPFs with suspicion. He said it will demoralize the personnel. Avdesh Prasad of the Samajwadi Party called the bill a symbol of injustice. Earlier, during the 0 hour, BJP MP Basuri Swaraj lashed out at the TMC over the gherao of 7 judicial officers in West Bengal's Malda district during the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rules and asserted that SIR is not a political exercise but a constitutional necessity. Raising the issue in Lok Sabha, Swaraj said a very serious incident took place yesterday in which democracy was crushed. In West Bengal's Malda area, people belonging to the ruling dispensation of TMC confined judicial officers for hours, especially women officers, he said. She said the Supreme Court has taken cognizance of the matter. It has given the observation that there was a complete breakdown of law and order in West Bengal. I demand from Parliament that a clear message be given. I urge the central government that such anarchy is not acceptable in West Bengal. She said, SIR is not a political exercise but a constitutional necessity, Swaraj asserted. During the 0 hour, Speaker Om Birla cautioned union ministers and MPs against having long conversations in the House when proceedings were underway and warned that he will name them in future. As soon as the 0 hour began at 12 noon, Birla said he has seen members and ministers talking for half an hour with each other during House proceedings and stressed on maintaining the dignity of the House. Soon after the Lok Sabha passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote in the evening, the House was adjourned till April 16 amid indications that the government may bring a bill to increase seats in Lok Sabha and state assemblies to implement the women's reservation law. Speaker Om Birla said this morning he received a request from Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju to reconvene the House on April 16 for urgent government business. He said there will be no question hour, 0 hour, private members' business when the House reconvenes. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai, while replying to the over 2 hour debate on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, said the Andhra Pradesh Assembly on March 28, 2026, passed a proposal requesting Government of India to grant statutory status to Amravati as the capital of Andhra Pradesh by amending the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act 2014. He said the resolution passed by the Assembly requested for amendment in the Act incorporating Amravati as the capital of Andhra Pradesh with effect from June 2, 2024. The Minister congratulated the people of Andhra Pradesh with Amravati as the new capital. We hope that Andhra Pradesh touches new heights of development and plays a meaningful role in fulfilling the dream and resolve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in making Viksit Bharat by 2047, Rai said. He also termed this as a historic occasion. Speaking on the bill, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU said Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar are the most important and trusted allies of the National Democratic Alliance right from the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led government to the present Narendra Modi-led regime. Supporting the bill, he said Amravati will emerge as the best capital of the country in the coming years due to the visionary leadership of Chandrababu Naidu. He said Amravati was chosen for its history, location and potential. Masthan Rao Yadav Pidha of the TDP said this bill is not just a legislation, it is a moral promise that our farmers' sacrifices will not be forgotten. The bill restores the dignity, aspiration and pride of the people of Andhra Pradesh, he said, adding that people of the state were left without clarity and without closure. In February 2014, and after a lot of planning, Amaravati was chosen for its history, location and potential. We are creating opportunities for the people of Andhra Pradesh, he said. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, also a TDP MP, called it a very emotional moment for him. He said this redefines the pride, the faith, the consciousness of the country it has on its democracy, on the leadership and the whole political system. He said that when Andhra Pradesh was bifurcated and Telangana was formed in 2014, it was for the first time in history that a new state brought a capital and the other one was left out without a capital. He called it a historic day for the entire Telugu community. Congress MP Renuka Chaudhary said the step was delayed and it took 12 years to recognize Amaravati as Andhra Pradesh's capital. Sandeep Kumar Pathak, Aam Aadmi Party, also expressed his party's support to it. He, however, stressed that the House must reflect on how petty politics, political incompetence and policy confusion can destroy the nation. Sana Satish Babu of TDP said, Amaravati is not just the capital, it is the heartbeat of 5 crore people of Andhra Pradesh. Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiv Sena UBT said, I am happy to make my last speech of this term, Rajya Sabha, in solidarity with the people of Andhra Pradesh, especially the women and farmers of Amaravati, for the long-awaited justice they sought from this country. She said, while Telangana was given Hyderabad, a ready, globally recognized city, Andhra Pradesh was given a promise. Today, we are here to put a name to that promise, and while we welcome that, this house must not allow itself to celebrate without also accounting for the long injustice, she said. The Rajya Sabha also passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 with a voice vote. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal replied to a three-hour discussion on the legislation. The minister said the legislation will help citizens and MSMEs. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday. These laws are administered by 23 ministries, including coal, commerce and industry, shipping, urban development and transport. Out of 784, 717 provisions are being amended for decriminalizing minor offences and 67 to facilitate ease of living. Replying to queries and apprehensions raised by various MPs, the minister said comprehensive consultations were held with different government departments, state governments and organizations before bringing the amendments. Refuting suggestions that the Drugs and Cosmetics Act is being diluted through the Jan Vishwas Bill, he said the amendment is aimed at only making changes in procedural provisions and compliance. We should not go to jail or court for a small mistake in procedural compliance, Goyal said. Citing examples, he said, if someone sells drugs, stocks them, imports them, manufactures them, or distributes them, and if the drugs are not approved by the drug controller, then very strict and severe criminal punishment has been proposed in the law. I believe that there will be no fear in those who make mistakes. There will be fear in those who break the law on purpose. We have tried to bring simplicity by decriminalizing all this, the minister said. We have tried to provide protection through adequate civil mechanisms and we have tried to bring swift and proportionate penalties. Goyal said. Several members, including those from the opposition, participated in the discussion. Earlier, when the House convened, several members raised issues of public importance during 0 hour. Bharatiya Janata Party MP Brijlal demanded the abolition or rationalization of the Civil Services Aptitude Test CSAT, stating that this examination is acting as a barrier to diversity within the civil services. BJP members Bheem Singh, Sumer Singh Solanki, Aditya Prasad, YSR Congress Party member Subhash Chandra Bose Pillai, NCP Sharad Pawar faction member Fauzia Khan, Shiv Sena member Milind Murali Deora, Congress member Shakti Singh Gohil, Renuka Chaudhary and others also raised issues of public importance during 0 hour. That's all in Parliamentary.